Simon Nun, very short. Tam lama oimri mishnas ezu makomen. You have room? Shema ve? Yeah, okay. Kavu lishno sachar parshas atomid perik ezu makomen ubreist Rabbi Yishmael. So the next part of the davening, whoever's going through the Seder, is Korban Talmid. Those part, we say the Reis Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Kedei, why? Sheyizke kol adam lilmod b'chol yom mikra mishnu gemara. That you should learn a little bit of all three of these each and every day. So we put it right at the beginning, make sure we get it taken care of. Ubreis Rabbi Yishmael havim makom gemara. That Breisa, we'll see why, that's where Yossi are limud gemara with that. Shehamidrash ki gemara, because the medrash is like considered like gemara.
Well, you have the Ketores, you have the Gemara.
Ketores is not saying Ikra Din. The reason why we say Ketores in the morning is based on a very strong passage in the Zohar, which says unbelievable things about a person who recites Parshas of Ketores. But that's not really said Ikra Hadin. One of the Rebbe Menaritz says, it's nice, but not necessary. So, okay, it's a wonderful thing to say Ketores, but we're here, we're talking about Ikra Hadin.
Some people don't say it because they're afraid they'll be Chayiv Misa if they skip a word or something.
Yeah, okay, so you see amongst Svarnim, amongst the Hasidim, when they count out, they will use their fingers as well. They'll count out the ingredients just to make sure you don't... Okay, different minhag. It's a beautiful minhag, but it's a minhag. Okay, let's start with Mishnah Berurah, right? Sivkat Nalef. Kavulish knows, it's set up to learn. Yesh makoma she'en omrim ezu makoma beis ha'ovel b'nei she'osu b'talmud Torah ve'en zinachon. This is some place in a beis ha'ovel. Rachman Atzlan, the person saying Shiva, oh, we're skipping. It's my Mishnah. You're not supposed to be learning in a beis ha'ovel. It's not correct, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why not? She'kol she'hu seder hayom ein bo mishum talmud Torah la'ovel k'mo she'nivsak b'simen tafkuf nun dalet ziftal. So anything that's part of the regular Seder Hayom, that's not called the Talmud Torah. So that is not a problem. It's incorrect. Those are the minhag to skip Ezu Mekomen.
Even though that's why it's there. So that they can
get correct, but you're correct. It is, yeah, it's a good point. It is functioning as Talmud Torah, but it's a Seder Kiyom. It's not something that I'm just learning on my own. Okay. That's why others don't skip it on Tisha B'Av either. Yeah. When there's an Isser. Okay.
But so there may be Tisha because these are Korbanos and we're mourning the base of Mikdash. Maybe, in other words, even though it's Seder Hayom, but because it's Korbanos, which was brought in the base of Mikdash, we're mourning, that may be the reason for skipping. Yeah.
We don't skip.
Why we would skip it?
But we don't, right? I hear that sad to say that you would, but I don't think
even though Seder Hayom you don't skip, but this is different because this is actually. You know.
No, but as we're saying, Seder Hayom you don't skip.
Because it's Mishnayis, you wouldn't skip it, but because it's Torah, you wouldn't skip it because it's Seder Hayom, but because it's Korbanos, maybe you would. In other words,
there is a limit. We don't say, oh, I'm a Daf Yomi guy, so therefore my Seder Hayom is to learn whatever it is. You know, I'm going to learn Maseches, Nazir right now, because that's what it is. There are limitations to it, though. Okay, the last part he said is the Medrash counts like Gemara. Why Ubach the Brice Zu? Why was this one picked out of all the Brices? Mipneishu Techilas Torahs Kohanim. It's the beginning of Torahs Kohanim is another name for the Midrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. Shehu Rosh Lecho Parshas HaKorbanos. And Vayikra is all Korbanos. So we're in the Korbanos section of Davening. So we want to get a Medrash that has to deal with this. So Kavua Eitzel HaKorbanos. That's why we say here in the morning. Vechein Bach Rebbe Mishnas Ezu Makomon. So why was that the Mishnah was picked? Ukavua acher hatamid mishum shenemar bechol makom muktar umugash lishmi. Every place you'll come, you'll bring it. It's like a korban minchol. You'll bring it close. One of them says what? Vechi bechol makom umaktir and umagishin. You can do this anywhere you want. No, you can't do it anywhere you want. Ella, what does it come to teach me? Bechol makom ella ele talmidei chacham she'oskim b'hilchos avoda bechol yom bechol makom sheheim. These people are learning halachos every day in every place where they are. So then now you're talking about bringing korbanos in all these places. No, male ani aleihem ke'ilu maktirin umagishin lishmi. It's as if by learning these, it's like we brought these korbanos. That's why we say it there.
And if it's like we brought the korbanos, then only a kohen should be allowed to say it.
Kuru, I'll tell you even stronger, Kaju. You should be like, shchut dechutz. Your Corbin and Edison is not the
right.
Okay, so it's ki'ilu. It's a ki'ilu. It's mala. You get credit like it happened, but not really, or else we'd be in a lot of trouble. V'oid mipnei shebeperegze einbo machlokus. Do you realize that there's not a single machlokus in Ezu Mekomen? So I once heard from Simon the reason why it's not because this was one of the earliest Mishnayos transmitted in the Masorah that was so close to Moshe that there wasn't room for machlokus.
Korban Pesach, the machlokas, whether it's you eat till midnight or till morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, it's not mentioned as a makom in the other shita, but there is a opinion that you could eat till morning, and then there is a makom and it says only till
chutzos. The kivra blows ben zayit. It's a gemara in brachos, right? We discussed other places as well. Okay, but it says in our version,
so maybe it's not a machlokas at least midrabanan, maybe, because I think maybe.
The first mission in Shas, about eating korbanos until chatzos, that's what you're asking?
Something like that, right? Yeah, maybe it's only durabanan. Durabanan until chatzos, and then therefore there was no machlokas in the Mishnah because.
Well, Menachem, you're sharp this morning. It's machlokas, that's the Rabbi Talmid Rabbi Yonah discuss whether when Rabbi Gamliel says that it's until chatzos, whether that was that durabanan came was okay the din, or whether it was just a real, just a offense, but really maker then you could keep saying it too. That's a big discussion. How when the Rabbanah come make a tekana, how does it uproot the deraisa? Okay, way beyond. I'm a simple Mishnah Brura Jew. Yeah. I'm just okay. Yeah, who Mishnah Brura the Moshe Messina? This was a Mishnah Brura. No pun intended. Mishnah Brura here means a clear teaching. It's just, but there's no machlokas on. That's what we do in Makoman. It's not, you know. They say LP Jewish. It's nice to start off your day without a machlokas. You know, so we want a Mishnah without any machlokas. Ve'ein kriyas perek zu ubrais zo oil lilmud Mishnah Talmud ella lemish mevin. This only counts as learning if you understand what you're saying. Aval lemish ain't a mevin sarach lilmud lahavin. You have to figure out what these words mean. Shim lokim ain't a nechshal lilimud. It's not considered learning if you're just saying the words. In the Dirshu 3, he brings an interesting point. What about other areas as well? So he says in 3, V'af she'ina nikra limud. It's not called limud. Kosev shulchan aruch harav. The Baal HaTanya she'yesh lo la'asok b'chol Torah gam b'dvarim she'ina mevin. Really, a person should learn all areas of Torah, even if they don't necessarily understand it. U'la'osi lovo yizge lahavin l'hazig es kol ha'torah she'asok b'olam hazeh. In the end, Hashem will explain to you, you'll be zoichet to, they'll tell you everything that you learned. They give a mashal, a person... I don't know. It's a different mashal. I think Rabbi Nachman Breslov says about it. People like to brag about all the places they visited in this world. I've been to Paris. I've been to London. I've been to Hong Kong. And they want to show everybody. So in the next world, you're going to want to brag. Oh, I went to Bava Metzia. I went to Bava Basra. I was in Zvochim. I didn't understand it. Okay, so then in the next world, you understand Masechet Zvochim. That's not necessarily everyone's shita, but the Baal HaTanya, it's part of a larger kuntres where he's explaining how a neshama needs to learn all different areas of Torah in order to get a tikkun. Okay. Achidah, interesting, kosev shit, ma she'enu nechshav lilmud im einu mevin. It's not considered like you're really learning if you don't understand what you mean.
Or maybe if you learn and you try to understand, then it just doesn't come, maybe.
That's what he says right here. Excellent. Very good. When you're not trying to learn it. I mean, I broke my teeth on Tosfos for an hour. I sat on the Rashba for an hour. I don't get schar. I didn't get it. No, you're trying. Aval, imishtad lehavin. You're really trying to get what it means, right? And understand it, and to learn. So gam im einem matzliach mekayim bezeh mitzvah Talmud Torah. You are the chidah this morning. Wow. Vahosif, she'im mevin es pirush hatevos. If you just understand the words, Hagam she'ena yodea es ha-pirush ha-amiti kimosh she'pirushu ha-meforshim nechshal lilmud Torah. That's also, you don't understand how Tos was taiched or whatever it was, but you understand what the words basically mean. That's also considered. Achein, im loymeid Torah she'biksav ve'enu mevin. If you're reading Torah she'biksav and you don't understand, kosev shulchan aruch harav, she'im moitzi misvasov afilu she'enu mevin harezeh mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you're just saying the words, because the medayik in a Rambam like this, it's not necessarily forced to say like this, but some say that's why it's called mikra, from the word kriya. You get schar just by reading Torah Shabbat Peh.
That's kind of only being reading Masei Petorah or
No. Oh, okay, no, yeah. You're not being yotzi anybody from yesterday, but Mishnah is like a word vishinantam, to be teaching. You have to understand it. So again, some say this pshat in the Rambam, others say it's not true in the Rambam, but the idea is out there that there's schar just for reading, for saying Chumash, which not apply to Torah Shabbat Peh. Shloa kosev b'shem karakemach shekriya b'torah hi mitzvah gedol of af shlo mevin mashakor. You understand? Bavad yada shi kor. You have to at least have a common sense that you're reading. Sometimes you doze off, right? Ki yesh pamim she'adam korim mitoch shechoshev al devarim acherim lo yizbonein va'atzma v'chlas shekor. You're thinking about checking your emails and you really you were just being marbas setter, so that doesn't count. Now, interesting, last part, v'lilmud mizohar ha-kadosh. What about learning Zohar? Af she'ena mevin. To read through Tikkuni Zohar. So, kosev achidah, She Yilmad Bo, you should learn it. Af im einem even if you don't understand what it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, other things as well. V'yalo l'rotam esuga lihiot lehoir es hanefesh. So I once heard from a very reliable person who actually is holding in these things. He said that's what Tikkuni Zohar is. It cleans out the soul. So that's what it was we'd be going through. Some people have a say this. They read a page of Tikkuni Zohar every day.
I thought that's Kabbalah. You shouldn't learn if you don't understand it.
Yeah, so he said that's not called Kabbalah. I was surprised to hear his answer.
Like Zohar is not
called Kabbalah? No, he said that prohibition was not necessarily called learning Zohar. He says just doing it to wipe out your neshama. That's not really called learning Zohar. He meant like Kisvei Ari, Rishash. That's what he's talking about was the real deal. Okay, he knows what he's talking about, so that's why I'm deferring to what he was. Okay. Let's try to finish up. V'davka b'tefila. I'm back in the Mishmar, yeah, but two lines where it gets wide. This is only by tefila. Af she'ena mevin HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodeh kvonaso. Because when davening, so Hashem knows what you're thinking. Aval im omer ha-mishnah ha-braisa v'ena mevin ena nikra limud. That's not called learning. If you're just saying over Mishnah, you're just learning. You're saying words. U'beprat ameh ha-ratzo is tzarech she'avinu ha-pirish. A certain person who's unlearned needs to know what the words mean. K'dei she'yetzu b'zeh yidei limud mikra mishnah v'gemara. You're not yotzi with that, because the whole point we're saying is to be yotzi Talmud Torah, and you don't know what you're saying, so that's not called Talmud Torah. She'tzarech ha-adam limud b'chol yom. You have to learn every single day. I think he brings from the Rebbeinu Tam over here that the person should always divide up their days. Okay, because of a shlo, k'sha'omer ezu makomo o bameh madlikin. When you're saying ezu makomo or bameh madlikin, o pitum akitoros yase kol nigun de mishnayas. You should say the nigun of the mishnayas. So we have a tradition that every single mishnah used to have its own melody to it, and there's a beautiful comment. The fasting comes from the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. He writes this and he hedges himself. He says, "Lulu dinistafin, if I wasn't afraid, I'd say the following." You know, many times you find in Gemara there's a concept called a chesri mechsera. There are words missing, right? You say, oh, that's not how the Mishnah reads, really. Something's missing. He thinks, he says, if I wasn't afraid to say it, I would say the following. And he says it. That he thinks chesri mechsera came in because it didn't fit the actual melody of the Mishnah. And in order to keep things easy, they had parallel forms in the melodies, they would remember it. They took out certain words from the Mishnayis, and then they just remembered that, yeah, okay, you're supposed to really be putting a new phrase here. There's an extra part that we took out just because the melody doesn't go with it. But you see the combination of music in learning.
Do we know those original terms?
I don't think so. But they, you know, in modern-day science and in musical therapies, they have, if a child stutters, they'll teach them a musical melody for a task. They'll have the brushing the teeth song. They'll have the tie your shoes song, because the brain uses, when using music, this is proven, your brain uses a different part of it, and you're able to complete tasks, and you're able to talk even to people who stutter. So you see, just in terms of leading, you should, there's a kol nigun.
Different music for different things.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. All right, beautiful. A good Erev Shabbos, everyone.
Yeah.
This is the way you watch.